So we got a message from a listener.
Okay.
Yeah, this listener heard us. Remember we were talking like a week or two ago about that guy who tweeted that men wear underwear 3 to 10 times before washing them?
Yes.
Remember? And I said, well, that's not me because I don't wear underwear. So I don't have that problem. So our listener, Emily, sent us this message that I thought you would really appreciate. This was really interesting. She said, I work in a high-end undergarment store. Okay. She says, as an employee at the store, I have some secrets I'd like to share. So this is some inside information. It's not Victoria's Secret because she made it clear that it's not Victoria's Secret. She works at another higher-end underwear undergarment store. This is now think of it like this. What she's going to tell us is for a high-end store. At Victoria's Secret, it's probably even worse. Okay?
Okay.
She said, we do not allow customers to try on underwear in the fitting rooms, but if they buy them and take them home and then bring them back, they can return them.
Really?
Wait, it gets worse. She said, we as employees are instructed to put them immediately back on the floor as long as they don't smell or have some kind of funk in the crotch. And she wrote, OMG, gross. So as an employee of this particular higher end undergarment store and somebody returns underwear, they expect you to sniff it.
No.
Yes. Open it up. Look at the crotch. Make sure there's nothing on there that makes it that you can tell it was worn or tried on.
No.
And then if it passes the sniff test, it goes back on the rack.
What about bikinis? Same thing?
This is an underwear store. No. Well, here's the difference. As a woman who used to try on bikinis back in the day.
To do that now.
I don't do it now, but like last summer or whatever. Bikinis come with this, it looks like a little mini pad. Like pads, maxi pads, that kind of thing you put on your underwear when you have your period.
Mm-hmm.
They have something on there. And when you actually buy the garment, you peel that off so you have fresh crotch.
I did not know that.
Yeah, and they're assuming that you're trying on the bathing suits over your underwear.
Which you never do.
No, I would never try on a bathing suit with just my vajayjay in a store. I would never do that. That's disgusting. That's gross.
Okay. So no, you would actually put panties on to
I put on yep. Yes.
To go try bikinis on.
Yes, 100%. I wear underwear. It's the only time I wear underwear is when I'm trying on bikinis. Mm-hmm. The only time I ever wear underwear to try on bikinis. Yes.
How about the boobie part?
Well, okay, that's what she says next. Okay. She says, people try on bras in the fitting room all the time, and then we immediately just put them back on the floor to sell after someone's possible sweaty breasts were in it. She said she has had the experience that she's grabbed a bra and it's like gross or sweaty or it's disgusting, or someone's deodorant got on it, or someone without deodorant that got on it. They don't have a rule about that. That goes right back on the rack.
Oh, so if you bring back 5 pair of panties,
yeah,
you could have worn all 5.
Yeah.
And they're going to put them right back in the bin.
She says, pay attention to the tag on your underwear or bras that you're buying. If the serial code is handwritten in or an actual scan tag is taped on, it means somebody returned it after taking the tags off. So chances are they tried it on or they wore it, but it didn't smell enough to get rid of. Went back on the rack, and now you're buying an undergarment that somebody obviously wore.
Wow.
This is why she's telling us this. She heard us have the conversation about underwear a couple weeks ago, and she's trying to help. She's trying to help. Here's her last tip. She said, it seems like common sense to me, but I know that in my teens and 20s, when I bought undergarments, I just assumed they were brand new and never tried on. So I didn't always wash them before I wore them. My tip is to always wash any kind of clothes, especially underwear, before you buy them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From now on, I'm not wearing anything until I wash it. That's crazy.
My boyfriend does that. I always thought it was weird. We'd go shopping and everything he would buy, he would stick right in the laundry. I was like, you just bought it. It's brand new. He's like, I don't know who tried it on. It's been in the store. I don't know who touched it. I don't know who sneezed on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's fine. Whatever germs, they're gone. Just put it on you. But no, he will not wear anything. He cuts the tags off and puts it right in the laundry and will not wear anything until it's been laundered.
Yeah, the way I look at it, I always wear it before I put it in the laundry because I think that's the cleanest it's ever going to be is when it's brand new.
Well, but see, think about it. It's brand new, but other people could have potentially tried it on. They didn't wear it all day. They didn't sweat in it. They didn't take it home. They didn't go for a jog in it. They just walked into a fitting room and tried it on. So in my opinion, it's not, even if it's been tried on, it's not that dirty. I've never had a problem. I've worn things, bought it at a store, taken it home and worn it. No problem. My boyfriend thinks that's disgusting.
Yeah. I mean, I think the last year has really changed all that in my mind. With COVID and disease and funk from people. So, yeah, I think we should wash everything. I think you should go wash your panties again now just because of that. That's just
I don't even know where they are. I couldn't even find them if I tried. But, you know, it's like the other day I went food shopping by myself during the day. As you know, the entire time during COVID, once a week, my boyfriend and I went to Fairway at like, it was closing at 10 p.m. We'd go there at 9 p.m. when everybody was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we did our food shopping, took everything home, and I wiped it all down with Lysol wipes or Clorox wipes every single time. I still do that. I go during the day sometimes now, but I still wipe everything down. He thinks I'm nuts. But it's not that I think COVID is on it. I just think it's been out in public and now it's at my house and it's food.
You got to stop that at some point, though.
Why?
Because because you cannot go to the store and it be an hour thing. Now it's an all day thing.
No, but I don't clean at the store. I buy my groceries and then I go home and I put on a podcast and I listen to a podcast while I clean my groceries. It's my favorite, or I listen to a book.
Most people can shop in 30 minutes. Oh, no, not Cooper. So if there's nobody standing over you telling you, come on, let's go, I guarantee it's a 2 hour thing.
Well, I have to read all the labels.
It's a 2 hour thing. Then you got to take all that crap home. That's another hour to get home to carry all that.
Get home. It's okay. First of all, I live 2 blocks from my grocery store. I put everything in my grandma cart. Mm-hmm. Here's what's great about my store now. Everything's on an app. So I pull something off the shelf, I scan it, and I put it right in my bag. Pull it off the shelf, scan it, right in the bag. As soon as I'm done, I hit checkout. I scan my little code at checkout. It charges my credit card, and I walk out the door. I don't have to talk to anybody. I don't have to. I know that everything has been paid for. If it's something that needs to be weighed, I've already weighed it myself, and I've scanned it myself. So I don't have to wait for somebody, hey, I need a barcode. Done. It's done. The quickest I ever went food shopping in my life.
Mm-hmm. It's still a 2 hour. I guarantee it takes 2 hours to do that. Then, 30 minutes to walk home. Then another hour to unload all that crap and wipe it down. It's an all day thing.
No, well, the wiping down takes a long time. Yeah, you're right about that. But I'm still doing it. It makes me feel good. It's for my own well-being.
How many times have we talked and you said, I didn't get to sleep till 3 o'clock in the morning because I was cleaning all the groceries that I bought that night?
Because that's when we used to go food shopping till 10 o'clock at night. And then we'd get home, we'd eat, then I'd clean everything and I'd be up until like 1 o'clock in the morning listening to my book or podcast, cleaning my stuff. Yeah.
But these are things you don't need to do.
What do you care what I do with my time? It doesn't affect you. It makes me feel good. I know that when I pull a can of tuna off the shelf, it's clean. I can open it right up. There's no germs on it. No one's touched it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good.
The tuna's fine. tuna is not going to hurt you. You can walk away from the can of tuna and just take it from the store and put it in your cupboard. It will be fine.
It makes me feel good. And I will do this the rest of my life. This is the one thing from COVID that I will be taking with me for the rest of my life. I will always bring my groceries back and I will wipe everything down.
See,
if you thought I was neurotic before.
I can imagine.
This past year has made it worse.
Well, speaking of tuna, you know, we had a couple of months ago, somebody took tuna from Subway and tried to figure out what kind of fish it was.
Uh-huh.
And they found out that it really wasn't tuna.
What was it? Whitefish or something? What was it?
It was some, I can't remember what they said. But so now somebody went and got a bunch of tuna subs from Subway and sent it to a lab to be tested for DNA.
To figure out what fish it is?
To figure out, finally, what kind of fish is in the tuna.
Is this like 23andMe, where they're going to like find out that the exactly. tuna is related to Nemo?
Yeah. So they wanted to say, while they say it's tuna, the one lab said, it's really not tuna, but we don't know what it is. So mm-hmm. we're going to DNA match this crap to figure out what kind of fish it is.
This is how they solve the Golden State Killer.
23andMe.
Yeah, 20, it started out with tuna, and then Ancestry.com, they did a little DNA testing. And yeah. Next thing they know, they're going to be solving murders now.
Yeah, I think there's three sections to this building. One is to figure out if you're Italian. One is to figure out where your dog is from. And the other is to figure out the hell kind of fish that is.
I know the dog DNA test is hilarious. I actually have friends that went and bought it. I'm like, it's like $200. It's your dog. Mm-hmm. Why must you know all the different breeds that go into it? $200. No, thank you.
Well, I want to know with my dog, because I don't know what my dog is. And when my dog goes in the ground, I want to find another dog like that.
But just look at another dog and see if it looks like your dog. Does it look like your dog? Yes, get that dog.
But I want that kind of dog. So I don't know what kind of dog it is. It's just a mutt. Anyway, so they sent the tuna from New York, by the way. They took tuna from a Subway and sent it to that lab. And they said, okay, once and for all, do a DNA test and find out if this is Italian or not. So once and for all, it came back inconclusive to any DNA. They didn't know what it was. It could be from an alien planet. They don't know what the hell it is.
So it's not even fish.
It's not even things that can be identified.
Oh my God, it's not even in the DNA database. Like the DNA database, they have tuna, mackerel, cod, whitefish.
Alien. They have none of those. DNA in there from Roswell. They could tell you if it's an alien, but no, they don't even know. They tested it twice and they couldn't find any DNA.
Except DNA of some guy named Larry who lives in the Bronx because he handled the sandwich.
But the thing I want to know is tuna's not that expensive.
Right.
What is Subway putting in that damn sandwich that is less expensive than tuna? And is it?
Right.
And it's not even identifiable by DNA.
Is it goldfish? What is
it? They can find out what kind of dog my dog is, but they can't figure out what the hell the fish is.
well, that means that it's either it's not a recognized fish that would be in the DNA database, or it's just not fish.
I don't think it's edible. There's two conclusions. One, it's heavily processed, whatever the hell it is.
Right.
Or it's just got something in there that's not animal.
It's not food. It's not food.
So that what they said, it's blended together to have the appearance of tuna.
That's scary. That's like when you know, the cake boss dude,
right?
That's like when he would make those cakes, he would take fondant and he'd be like, here's a cake of a elephant, and it wasn't an elephant, it was cake, but it looked like an elephant. So you know what I mean, like he would do, that's what this is like the fish version of that. They got like cake boss, except fish boss, to come in and put something together that looks like fish, but it's not fish.
Yeah. Subway says it's 100% real wild caught tuna.
Well, the DNA says otherwise.
And so A, Subway lies because the foot long is only 11 inches.
Right. So well,
they,
you know.
So they, well, yeah, a guy came up with that.
A guy came up with that.
So they lied about that. Now they lied about tuna. The hell else are they lying about? When you DNA to test something, they can tell you if you're part Indian, but they can't tell you what the hell is in that sandwich.
Listen, if you can't trust your fast food, who can you trust?
I mean, what's next? Are we gonna test meat from Taco Bell? That's not going to turn out well.
I wouldn't do that. If you want to keep eating at Taco Bell, I wouldn't do that. You know, the beauty of Taco Bell is I just eat it and I don't want to know what's in it.
Yeah. Next, somebody's going to be sending a quarter pounder in and trying to DNA test that. That's not going to turn out well either. No. The chicken nugget, can you imagine? DNA test a hot dog. Try that.
A chicken McNugget has never seen chicken in its life. Don't even. Just breading and it's delicious and let's just keep enjoying it.
Just eat it and keep your head down.
Exactly.